Before we start, I want you to take a moment to allow yourself to find a comfortable place to relax. Whether it be sitting in a nice cushioned chair, or lying down on your mattress, or whatever your desired place would be, I ask that you make your way there and begin to breathe deeply. Take nice, slow, and deep breaths. Hold them in for a few seconds, and then breathe out. Do it with me. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Breathe in deeper. Hold. And breathe out. Breathe a little more deeply. Hold. Breathe out. That's it. That's very good. Keep doing that. Keep breathing ever so slowly and ever so deeply as you concentrate solely on my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice, how it reaches to your ears so easily, so effortlessly, so smoothly. Focus on how gentle and soft my voice is, on how it gently guides you on what to do. Focus on how the sound of my voice is slowly beginning to tune out everything else around you. There are no sounds coming from outside or inside your room. There is only your faint breathing and my voice guiding you to relaxation. Let yourself sink deeper, ever so deeper into the sound of my voice, which is the only voice you concentrate on. As my voice is the only voice you listen to, the only voice you want to listen to, the only voice you need to listen to, the only hushed, soothing voice you will listen to. Do you like the sound of my voice? Very good. Continue to feel the world moving around you as it slows down more and more. Time is no longer an issue, right? As the moral coil we live in is slowing down, down, down. Everything feels as if it were in a slow motion, and that's okay. I want you to allow yourself to take your left arm and hold it out in front of you horizontally, with your fingers closed in between, leaving no gap. As you listen deeper and deeper to the sound of my voice, stare at your hand. Notice how your fingers are struggling to keep together. They want to spread apart and relax. They want to feel a wave of relief wash over them. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Let your fingers spread apart slowly. And as your fingers spread apart, you'll find that your arm is starting to get heavy. Keep your eyes open. Keep focusing on your relaxing hand as you listen to the sounds of my voice, and as you begin to let your arm rest by your side once again. Let the tips of your fingers slowly and blissfully numb, replacing any tension with a pleasant tingling sensation. Relax as the blissful feeling and the tips of your fingers start to slowly spread through your hand. reaching to the palm and relieving any sore aches that may have been there. Let your arm drop completely by your side as the warm sensation spreads past your wrist, past your elbow, and reaching up to your upper arm. The tender muscles being relieved after a hard day's work. You'll find that the sensation has been reciprocating in your other hand as well, in your other arm, without you even realizing it. Before you know it, it had spread to both of your aching shoulders. It's such a pleasant feeling. Such a wonderful feeling. Such an enchanting feeling. Just as wonderful as knowing that the earth is continuing to slow down even more for you. Let the slowing of the earth simply relax your mind as it continues to speak with you. I'm going to ask you to stare at a part of the room you are in, whichever way makes you feel at ease. Tell me when you've done so. Very good. Imagine that there is an image forming in the area that you are staring at faintly. As the tingling sensation begins in your toes and slowly spreading throughout your feet, focus and keep staring at that image as you see colors start to blend into the field of vision. Dark colors are fading into the image, and as they appear, you begin to feel your ankles lose tension of any sorts. Feel the knots that were building up wash away. Imagine what you are seeing begins to clear up, and it's a colorful spiral. You're beginning to see the spiral now, aren't you? The vivid and beautiful hues of blue, indigo, and dark violet spinning slowly, just for you. The deep, deep colors simply inviting you in as a pleasurable relief washes past your knees and slowly works its way through your thighs, releasing the worked up knots and strain in your muscles, washing them away for good. Stare deeply, deeply into the beautiful spiral and let yourself relax deeper and deeper. Let your tense hips slowly relax and forget about the stiffness that has been lingering for so long. I can tell that your eyelids are very heavy. In fact, they may already be closed at this point, and that's fine. If you haven't yet, let your eyes shut now. And let the feeling of numbness wash over your body. Your entire being is starting to go deeper and deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice. And the image of the pretty spiral locked in your ever-fading conscious. Focus on the spiral and how it brings you deeper, deeper into that blissful trance as your stomach relieves itself of any aches and tension, letting you breathe in much deeper and breathe away your worries. Breathe in, breathe out. You no longer find your chest heaving with stress, rather, it's blissfully rising up and down in synchronization of your breathing, in time with the sounds of my voice. Each breath you take brings you deeper, deeper into the bliss that you are reveling in, deeper into a peace, a contentment that nothing else has brought you before. that nothing else but this trance has ever brought to you before. You're finding it hard to think of anything but the sound of my voice and of the blissful feeling running through your body, spreading past your collarbone and towards your neck. You find that thinking was hard to do right now. That thinking was unnecessary. Thinking was not needed. Only this pure bliss of a trance mattered. Only the sound of my voice matters to you right now. The only things on your mind right now was the spinning spiral in your head and the sound of my voice as it brings you in deeper. Say it out loud with me. Deeper. 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 Very good. You're doing so well. As the sensations begin to wash over your back, imagine that spiral forming into a beautiful spiral staircase. You have been walking down the staircase, sinking deeper and deeper under my spell. And now, you're at the last 12 steps of the never-ending stairwell. As the enticing sensation of bliss begins to finally go around your skull, I'm going to ask you to count down the steps you take. And once you begin to go down the stairwell, you will find that each step you take brings you so much deeper. Every number that goes down brings you 10 times deeper into bliss, into the trance that you will succumb to, that you will want to succumb to. A trance that is so easy to fall under. A lovely trance that will help you feel at ease. A trance that will bring you only pleasure. You will count down from 12 to 1, and you will reach the bottom of the steps of the staircase. You will drift off into a slumber, and yet, letting your subconscious listen to the sounds of my voice, to the words I will say to you, even as you are under the trance-induced slumber. Do you understand this? Doesn't that sound absolutely lovely? Wonderful. Then let's begin with counting down from 12. You start to make your way down. And already the muscles in your face are relaxing quite gracefully. 11. Your temples are reduced to stress, leaving you only to sink further under my spell. 10. Deeper and deeper, the world around you starts to fade away. The world simply fades into black, peacefully and quietly. 9. Listen to the sounds of my voice as you continue to go down the stairwell. Let my voice guide you deeper and deeper. 8. Each breath you take brings you deeper and deeper into this intoxicating, peaceful hypnosis. 7. Your face is fully relaxed, free of any tension. Begin to let your conscious roam, listening to the sound of my voice. 6. Deeper, deeper, deeper. You've noticed that every time I told you to go deeper, you fall into the trance that much more. You realize that maybe you're beginning to love the sensation. Perhaps you're even muttering to yourself as you fall, deeper, deeper, deeper. You feel yourself saying that word again and again in your head, or even aloud as you continue to listen to the sounds of my voice. Five, you love the sensation of falling under, of going deeper. It almost seems unfathomable as to why someone would hate such a blissful feeling of submitting. Four, resistance is utterly pointless. You realize as you go deeper and deeper, it seems impossible even. It seems impossible to detach yourself from anything I say to you. Three, you're almost there. You're doing such a good job. Deeper, deeper. You can't resist. You don't want to resist. You even begin to detest the simple thought of resisting the blissful trance and undeniable outcome of obedience. Two, you're so close to the final step, the step that will help you relish in a utopia-like relaxation, the step that will bring you contentment and pleasure, the step that will connect yourself with the trance once and for all. A warm wave floods over you, and your mind slowly fades away. One, sleep now. Fall deep, deeper into the trance you've longed for. Feel yourself fall limitlessly into the euphoria so many can only ever dream of. You are in bliss. Your mind is drawn at a blank, completely void of any stress, of any thought. Only the feeling of bliss. As your subconscious continues to listen to the sound of my voice, continue to sink deeper and deeper than before, to let any further tension that remains in your body drift away from your entire being. Your mind is filled only with tranquil ecstasy and the sounds of my voice. Deeper and deeper. It's hard to see just how deep you've fallen under, but it feels so good. You just want to sink deeper. Falling under just feels so amazing, so heavenly. It's indescribable. You want to feel good, don't you? Of course you do. You're such a good boy. Been doing so well in listening to the sounds of my voice, in obeying what I tell you to do. You've been so good. You've been such a good boy. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel like a good boy. I will help you feel good. I will help you sink deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis, deeper into the feeling of submission and ecstasy that's simply irresistible. Open your eyes for me. Do not wake just yet. As you go deeper and deeper, listen to the sound of my voice. You'll realize that it's hard to think. It's hard to think of anything but the sound of my voice. So hard to think. So hard. Very, very hard. It's so difficult to think, to even keep your eyes open. Your eyelids are just so heavy. Close your eyes now. And as you close your eyes, you feel yourself go deeper and deeper than before. Let any thought wash away from your mind. Thinking is very hard right now. Thinking was an optional choice. Why bother to think? Why bother to think when you could let yourself relax? Let yourself become worry-free. Go on and let yourself succumb to the worry-free pleasure. Let yourself go blank. All struggles simply not there anymore. That's it. Let everything simply flow out of your body. All worries, all stress, all train of thought. Listen solely to the sound of my voice and my words as you drift deeper and deeper and deeper. Such a good. You enjoy being a good boy, don't you? You enjoy complying in pure and unadulterated obedience for me. Do you not? Doesn't it feel absolutely wonderful? So pleasurable. So euphoric. I want you to do me a small favor. This will feel effortless to you, so do not fret it to be an upcoming problem. I just want you to repeat the words I will say, and as you repeat the words that I say to you, let it slowly form into reality for you. Let it form into reality under the euphorical trance you are under. And outside this blissful state you are in, let it sink you deeper into the trance as you come to terms with what I'm about to say to you. Do you understand my command? Are you ready to fall even deeper with me, my beloved pet? That's a good boy. Now, repeat my words in your point of view. Obedience is pleasure. You feel so good when you're obedient. You want to fall in deeper. You can't resist. You don't want to resist. You want to obey. Obedience is pleasure. You want to be a good boy for your mistress. You want to please your mistress. Obeying your mistress feels good. Obeying your mistress makes you go deeper. Obedience is pleasure. It makes your head go blank. Obedience is pleasure. It brings you happiness. Obedience is pleasure. It sinks you down even deeper, 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 deeper. Continue to repeat that to yourself as you listen to my voice bring you deeper and deeper and deeper. Each time you repeat, you will feel yourself go deeper and deeper and deeper under my control, under your trance that makes you feel so blissful. Open your eyes once again. You may stop repeating aloud, but please keep that word in your mind as I enchant you. Deeper, deeper. As you go deeper, I want you to answer a few easy questions for me. Keep that word in your head as you answer me. What brings you pleasure? Who do you live to obey? Who do you live to please? Who am I? That's a good boy. My priceless possession. I am your mistress, who will love and care for you, who will own you and your entire being, who will bring you pleasure and solace through hypnosis, who will guide you deeper and deeper until you fully submit to your mistress. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Very good. You've been such a good boy. You deserve a reward. Doesn't a reward sound so arousing to you? Let me ask you a question. How aroused are you right now? How hard is your juicy cock under your clothing for me right now? Doesn't it beg to be touched, to be cared for, to release? Listen to me very carefully. Close your eyes again and let your cock out. But do not touch afterwards. I understand that it sounds hard to not be able to touch your own throbbing erection. But I have told you before, there is no worries to be had, because I will be the one to control your pleasure. I will be the one to care for your cock, to make it fall under the same spell that you are so blissfully under, to let you come for me. So there's no need to touch yourself, is there? Because your mistress will take care of all of the hard stuff, so there's no need to think. There's no need. Think, only feel. Feel as my small, fragile, and warm hand wraps around your length and begins to stroke up and down, up and down. It's getting that much harder under my hand, isn't it? Don't come yet. You'll be able to once I come. Doesn't that sound fair? Good boy. You deserve another reward, don't you? Lay back a little further for me. Allow me to crawl between your legs just for a moment. My lips look so moist right now. You just want, no, need for your mistress to suck you and your thoughts away. It's a need like no other. You need it, don't you? You need me to fill your senses, don't you? You want to fall deeper through your arousal, don't you? Such an honest pet. That's a good boy. I'll give you what you want, what you need so desperately, and more. All you have to do is sit back and relax with your hands by your side, so helpless under the trance. So helpless as my mouth begins to lick the side of your shaft all around. So helpless as my petite mouth takes control over your hard, slick cock. That's right. Moan for your mistress as she takes her nimble hand and begins to knead at your sack. You like that, don't you? I feel it throbbing already. I feel it throbbing because you know that you hear me reaching down to my own pussy, messing with my puffy clit, fingering myself, slick juices reflecting on my petite fingers as I lick up and down your hard cock, kissing at your most sensitive spots. You're throbbing so much right now. You want to come, don't you? Beg for your mistress while I suck you off, okay? You're such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Baby, I'm gonna come. Come with your mistress. Come while she comes. Because when she comes, you come. Come for me. Come for your mistress. Do it. Come for me now. Good. So good. You're such a good boy. You did so well tonight. You did everything I asked you to, even when it sounded harder to do. Are you doing okay? Your mistress didn't go too far now, did she? Are you sure? That's good to hear. Your mistress loves you very much. Remember that. It's time for you to wake now. I will count upwards from 1 to 10. As you get closer to the number 10, you will feel a white light wash over your body, making you feel light and relaxed. Once you wake up, you will feel refreshed, like you had slept for hours, but yet you still feel the urge to sleep tomorrow. Tomorrow, you will wake up as per usual, feeling rejuvenated, then slowly recall the events that have just happened. Are you ready? Let's begin with 1. There is a small light in the distance. It's dim, but noticeable all the same. It feels nice to focus on. 2. Your body experiences a wave of warmth passing over it with ease, making you begin to feel airy and afloat. 3. The light is beginning to get slightly brighter. It no longer requires you to squint to be able to see it. 4. You're beginning to become more aware of your surroundings, ever so slightly feeling yourself regain consciousness. 5. More and more waves of relief pass over your body, any remaining tension just slipping away. 6. Little by little, you're beginning to be aware of things other than the sound of my voice, beginning to feel more alert. 7. The light is getting closer and closer. It's almost blinding, yet it's oddly comforting. 8. Your entire body feels relaxed, but not as limp as it was before. It feels like you were born again. 9. You're almost there. The light is inviting you in, inviting you to recall the real world. Take it. Let it fill you with a calm sense of contempt. 10. Wake up now. You are awake and alert, feeling fresh and renewed, with no worries left on you now. Your eyes flutter peacefully and everything is all right. It's all right.